It's a Tuesday morning, and of course, you know what that means. It's time for the Dwell Properties Sports Bite, proudly brought to you by Dwell Properties, your gated state specialists. And of course, we'll kick it off with some rugby action from the weekend. Boy, isn't it great to have the Springboks back every weekend hosting Georgia, and boy, didn't we see some enterprising running rugby from the Springboks. Rassie with his tricks again as the Bokke cruise to a comfortable 55-10 victory. All the eyes are going to move to Rassie Erasmus now as he picks his squad for the up-and-coming test series. The Junior Bokke, fantastic results against New Zealand, 23-15 victors, and of course they bring home the World Rugby Under 20 Championships. Isn't it great to be a South African Springbok supporter as we currently hold and own the majority of major trophies globally? Other rugby from the weekend, New Zealand had too much for France, a lackluster France, New Zealand running out 29-19 victors, and Argentina beat Uruguay 52-17. In the first test match down under in Australia, the British and Irish Lions ran out 27-19 victors. They started really strong, but Australia did come back, unfortunately, just not enough, as the British and Irish Lions go 1-0 up. Of course, there was golf on the weekend. I myself played here in the beautiful North Coast, but I'm still looking for all the golf balls I lost. The Open, hosted in Ireland, and of course, the world's number one golfer, Scottie Scheffler. He simply had too much for the rest of the field, too much class and too much precision. We were all glued in front of our TV with our glasses of wine, ready for wind and rain. It didn't come, and Scottie Scheffler chipped and putted his way to an easy victory to claim his second major of the year. Scottie Scheffler, without a doubt, the best golfer on the planet. Of course, there was boxing on the weekend as well, a heavyweight title clash where Usyk versus Dubois. It seems that any time the Brits come up against Usyk, they find their way to hit the canvas really hard. Another technical knockout from Usyk, as he remains the undisputed heavyweight champion of the world. And then, of course, the Tour de France enters its final week. Some great cycling action ahead of us, moving into the Pyrenees and the Alps. But Tadej Pogacar, a 4.5-minute lead over Jonas Vingegaard. And really, it's all over by the shouting. Pogacar looking for back-to-back victories. But what a great week we're in for. It's always great to watch the crowds alongside the road in the final stages of the Tour de France before they get to Paris. And that's it for the Dwell Property Sports Bite. Be sure to join us next week, Tuesday, for another great edition. We will have additional results for you, of course, hosted by Dwell Properties, your gated estate specialist.